In a world that constantly changes, I find myself as someone who prefers to sit back and observe. I watch people and my surroundings closely, absorbing as much as I can. What I can't always fathom is why things have to be the way they are. Why do people have to be cruel? What makes individuals treat others differently? These questions often occupy my thoughts as I contemplate the state of the world. It appears to me that we're hurtling forward into an uncertain future, and I often wonder if it's too late for us to reverse course. After all, we don't possess a time machine to transport us back to simpler times. We can only look ahead, and from my vantage point, the future appears bleak. I fear that our children might not have the opportunity to have stable homes, secure jobs, and the chance to care for their families. I'm not suggesting it's impossible, but as I stand here, I can't help but think that the ultimate plan might be total control over the world's population. Each day, as I glance around, I am confronted with a world filled with deception, greed, and hatefulness. It seems as if people have stopped caring. In grocery stores and on the streets, I see individuals defying conventional gender norms, and I can't help but wonder about the transformation happening in our society. Such shifts have occurred in the past, but it appears that the present is graver than ever, offering little hope for future generations. Can you imagine what the world will be like in 20 years? I foresee conflicts and wars, even within the United States, where states are divided and people harbor animosity towards each other. Our nation boasts incredible diversity, but it seems that we're more divided than ever. Nevertheless, there's a hint of irony in my heart because, despite the chaos, I believe the end is near. Every day, as I offer my prayers, I beseech the heavens to protect my children, my family, and my loved ones. I hope they find themselves among the blessed few in the rapture, spared from the impending horrors. I fear for those who might be left behind because what awaits them is unimaginable. I sense that things are going to deteriorate significantly, and in a strange way, I feel compelled to prepare for what's to come. Conspiracy theories abound, predicting explosive events, alien encounters, and spaceship landings. But my faith tells me otherwise. I believe that God will descend to claim his people, leaving the rest of humanity in chaos. Imagine the moment when this occurs. Picture mothers cradling their children, only to have them vanish. Schools will empty, Christians will disappear, and the world will descend into unimaginable chaos. It's a moment that will leave humanity bereft of answers and solutions. There's nothing we can do to change this trajectory, it's been written. God will unleash his wrath and obliterate all evil. For those left behind, a chance at redemption will remain, but it won't be easy. The Great Tribulation looms, and the enemy, Satan, is amassing his forces to sow destruction. Families will be torn apart, cultures will crumble, and the world as we know it will be reshaped. The question that persists is whether people will be prepared for this upheaval or continue to deny its inevitability. I think of my own family, my children and grandchildren. If I find myself caught up in the clouds with the Lord, I want to leave behind instructions for my loved ones in case they are left behind. I would tell them to repent, to kneel in prayer, and to seek solace in the Bible, for it will remain a beacon of hope. They must hide their Bibles and immerse themselves in the Word of God, for there will be no more churches, no more diverse religions. A single religion will dominate, and all will bow to the Antichrist. Imagine being that person, unable to buy or sell food for your family, left to fend for yourself or your spouse, for the children will be gone. The impact on individuals and society will be catastrophic. If you think things are difficult now, brace yourself, for worse lies ahead. Over the past 4 years of my life, I have witnessed these changes with disbelief and shame. I am disheartened by what our country has become, and it seems that there's no turning back. We may be hurtling toward world destruction, and these might indeed be the end times.